This is VOA News. Reporting by I'm Richard Green. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris leaves Washington Thursday to participate in the Munich Security Conference. The White House says Vice President Harris is leading a bipartisan congressional delegation to the conference, which begins Friday. She will hold meetings with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg and the leaders of Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia on Friday, followed by meetings with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Saturday. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will also accompany Vice President Harris on the trip to Munich. Britain has committed $34 million to strengthen security in the Indo-Pacific region as part of a pact with Australia. In a video call Thursday between British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, both leaders expressed grave concerns about China's policies in its far western region of Xinjiang. They also called for peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait and warned Russia against invading Ukraine. In a joint statement following their meeting, Johnson and Morrison said the funds pledged to the security agreement would strengthen regional resilience in areas including cyberspace, state threats, and maritime security. The bilateral talks come just a week after the so-called Quad Group of Australia, the United States, Japan, and India pledged to deepen cooperation to ensure the Indo-Pacific region was free from coercion, a reference to China's economic and military expansion. Japan is set to announce on Thursday that it will ease border controls put in place to counter the spread of the coronavirus. News reports say among the measures to be announced include raising the number of people allowed to enter Japan from the current 3,500 per day to 5,000 per day. Japan's COVID-19 border control measures have effectively kept the nation closed to non-residents for 2 years. They are the strictest in the world among wealthy nations, but have been slammed by business leaders and educators. This is VOA News. Burkina Faso's junta leader, Lieutenant Colonel Paul Henri Damiba, was sworn in as president Wednesday, less than a month after mutinous soldiers seized control of the West African country in a coup. Addressing the nation on state television, Damiba paid tribute to the security forces and the country's population, who he said have been facing threats from extremism for more than 6 years. Soldiers ousted President Roch Marc Christian Kabore amid rising anger among the rank and file, stemming from the failure to adequately equip them to fight terror groups linked to al-Qaeda and Islamic State since 2015. The violence has killed thousands and displaced more than 1 million others. Burkina Faso joins Mali and Chad as the latest West African nation whose civilian government has been overthrown by their militaries in recent years. Both the African Union and the Regional Economic Community of West African States, or ECOWAS, have suspended all three nations from their ranks. Reuters is reporting that France and its European partners will announce a withdrawal of its forces from Mali on Thursday, ahead of a summit of leaders from the European Union and African Union in Brussels on Thursday. African and Western leaders met in Paris on Wednesday night to start fleshing out plans for how to continue fighting Islamist militants in the Sahel region after the withdrawal. The decision follows a deterioration in French relations with Mali after its military junta reneged on a deal to organize elections in February, instead proposing to hold power until 2025. Mali has also accepted a deployment of Russian private military contractors. The coups in Mali, Chad, and Burkina Faso have weakened France's West African alliances, emboldened jihadists who control large swaths of territory, and opened the door for Russia to fill the vacuum. And several beaches in Sydney were shut down Thursday after a swimmer was killed in a shark attack. A video shared online showed a shark attacking a person Wednesday afternoon off Little Bay Beach, about 20 kilometers south of Australia's largest city and near the entrance to Botany Bay. It was the first fatal shark attack at Sydney's beaches since 1963. Australia led the world with 3 unprovoked shark-related deaths in 2021, according to data compiled by the U.S.-based International Shark Attack File. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.